Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Mergers and acquisitions, debt financing, and private placements are all investment banking activities that, according to our next guest, are increasing in frequency enough in our state that he and his partners decided it was time to launch a new firm here. Andy Brussman is executive chair at Charlestown Holdings in Charleston, South Carolina. Today he's in our studio. Andy, welcome.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Give us the background here, an overview of what you guys are going to be doing.
I've lived in Charleston for 7 years, and one of the things that we've been seeing over that period of time is we have a lot of people from outside the market that have been moving into Charleston for lifestyle reasons. And a lot of those people are people that are investment bankers and people really working on deals all over the world. So looking at this, I felt like there was an opportunity to launch a firm to bring this collective group together where we would have a very collaborative, team-oriented platform, being able to leverage each other's networks and, as you said in the introduction, be able to provide M&A services, raise capital for equity capital for companies, debt capital for companies, not only here in South Carolina, but really all over the world. Kind of the thesis here is that we have global deal makers living in the Charleston community. And by the way, we also have other locations. We're in Greenville, we're in Richmond. So we've attracted a team of about 24 people that are working on these deals all over the world.
And you and your partners were doing this for other firms and then decided to start your own?
Yeah, so everybody came from another firm, and when they moved down to Charleston, for those that are based there, found that there wasn't a firm to join, and they were out running around doing this on their own. My personal background is a focus on sports media and entertainment. So I've worked with professional athletes and entertainers. I've worked with companies helping them raise capital in those verticals. And now this team, we cover 15 different industry verticals in addition to sports media and entertainment. So healthcare, manufacturing, distribution, electronics, construction and engineering, restaurants.
Local deals, are they showing up on your table?
They are. We have several companies that we are in advanced conversations with about being engaged to help them with one of those services that we provide.
Now, do any of these outside the state deals end up relocating here?
In addition to what I'm doing at Charlestown, I'm also getting ready to join the board of CRDA, Charleston Regional Development Alliance. It's our economic development group primarily in Charleston. So wearing that hat when I'm out traveling, I am speaking with companies about the opportunity to relocate to the state of South Carolina. So,
any interesting investment banking stories that you'd like to share with us?
Well, so I'll tell you an interesting deal that we're working on right now. It's in the esports world. Esports is competitive video gaming. It is probably the fastest growing area in the sports and entertainment world that I've ever seen in my life. So we have a group who has teams that will go out and compete in these competitions, and they have hired us to go out and help raise equity capital to support their growth. It's got some very high profile investors already, and we're in the process of bringing some more in. So for a firm out of Charleston, South Carolina, to get a deal of this caliber, it's really a good thing for us.
Well, walk us through how putting a deal together works, finding the investors, finding the money that they're looking for.
Having been in the industry, you know, for 25 plus years, during that time, you develop a network of relationships, of capital, of acquirers. So you know where the money is, you know where the buyers are. It's not an easy process. We've seen some companies try to go out and do it on their own, and they quickly realize that trying to run the business and running a process to raise capital is really two full-time jobs. We really want to make sure that we find a partner, either the buyer or the capital, that fits strategically with what that company owner is looking to do. And it's not just money. It's experience. It's the belief in the growth plan that's being presented. And probably most importantly, it's personalities. You want to make sure that you're bringing that capital provider together with that business owner. And so when that phone rings each day, they're each excited to talk to the other one.
What's the standard piece of the pie that an investment banker gets on a deal? And I'm assuming that it's going to, of course, depend on the size of the deal.
Depends on size, depends on what you're doing. Obviously, the larger deals get, the lower the percentage the fee is going to be. On the low end, it would be 7 or 8%. On the high end, you're looking at 1 or 2%. In cases where it's just straight debt, it might be even a little bit under 1%.
Andy, thanks so much for stopping by the studio today.
Great to be here, Mike. Thank you.
Andy Bressman is executive chair at Charlestown Holdings, based in Charleston, South Carolina. We will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, connect with us, and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.